Praise the Lord. Father, we just want to thank you, Father, this morning. We want to thank you, Father God, for wonderful things that you've done in our life this morning. Thank you for your continuous spirit in us now. Thank you, Lord, the fire is still continuously being here, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, and I dedicate my mind, my eyes, my lips, and my tongue, and my heart to you, Father. Use it for your glory. And I pray, Father God, whatever I speak shall be from your spirit. Nothing shall come from my flesh or my carnal mind. Lord, I pray and I dedicate, edify that everything that comes, Lord, is to build your children, not to, Lord, to destroy. Everything that I speak shall to build, Lord, edify and build your people, your saints, for the days of your coming. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. So, prison break. Question. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Hello? The Spirit of the Lord is? I think I must give the microphone that side. You all start speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Anointed me. Preach the gospel to the poor. Proclaim. Hey. Brothers and sisters, can you put on, brother? We have to ask them to memorize today. This is the last day of that series I'm running, and today, till today we don't know. Chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I'm not asking 19. Everybody knows the 19. He says, for the days, prepare the days for the days of the coming, for the right days. That one they know, but they don't know the other one. 18 is important. That's the mission statement of Jesus Christ. That is our mission statement. That is what we receive from Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of Christ is written in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The fulfillment of Christ is there. Amen. Can you put it on, brother? I want you all to read it together because you have not remembered it. It should be in our spirit. Amen. Can you put it up, brother? Okay, let's turn. The Spirit of the Lord. Which Bible are you using first? Let's use King James. Let all the words be synchronized. Let's use King James. So those of you who don't have King James, just put up your hands. Somebody will give it to you. Those of you who don't have King James version. Now, it's up there. Is it King James? Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim. Amen. Let's read again verse 18. Nothing else. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. We are now today dealing with the last part of the series, which is worrying. Last week we talked about, what did we talk about last week? Anger. How many of us overcome anger? Is there some remnants? Overcome anger already. Praise the Lord. We have to overcome anger. Those you see in Gospel Revelation chapter 3, he says about every church, Laodicean church, and every church he speaks about. Yesterday morning I spoke to about the Laodicean church. Because Paul raises up Laodicean even before John saw the vision. Paul is already speaking about Laodicean church. So today we must understand, at the end of every church, he says, those who overcome shall receive this. Those who overcome. So here we are going through every part so that we can overcome something in our life. If we don't overcome, then we are not a live Christian. We are a Christian who is sitting down and waiting for something. We must overcome something. Amen? Praise God. Worry today. Worry is one of those things we are imprisoned in. Worry is something that we have. Tell me, who don't worry? Who don't worry? All worry. With me today. Tell me, who worries? Don't worry, nobody put up the hands. Who worries? Only some put up the hands. Some don't worry. Praise the Lord. If you don't worry, I'm happy for you, brother or sister. Worry actually has got many reasons why we worry. The sources of worry is our health, finances, relationship, the future, the things that we do not know in the life, and the future is all worries in our life. There are many things about the real and relevant things about our lives that we worry. Sometimes it's relevant, sometimes irrelevant, we worry about it too. We don't have to worry about certain things, we worry about it too. And people say, this is already done, we still worry because it's done. Right? Your lack of money, you call, Pastor, I need some money. Okay, I call up, Brother Andrew, can you, I leave some money now. No, I need some money here because I'm going for this camp, no, church camp, I have no money to pay. So he says, okay, I'm done. So I still worry, although the money is still in the bank. He says, I'm banking into your account. Well, I'm still worrying. When it's done also, he's still worrying. Amen? The more we worry, the worse we feel. And the worse we feel, the more we think in a worried and anxious way. Is that right? Can I repeat the statement? The more we worry, the worse we feel. And the worse we feel, the more we think in a worried and anxious way. I have three boys. Somewhere in my life, there was an absence in their lives. I worry a lot. Because my absence in their life has caused certain things in their emotions. So I worry about them. They worry about a lot of things about my children a lot. About the church things, I don't worry much because I know things will work set out right. Because God brought me here, He has got to set things right. Is that right? People will come and go, yes, normal. But somewhere or other, God, throughout the whole entire life of mine in this church, God will fulfill what He wants to do in this church. Using me as a vessel. As my vessel, He will fulfill what He has promised me in my life. He will fulfill something in your life. He will surely promise whatever He has promised will fulfill during the life of your church time. In the journey in the church that you are attached to. If the brothers, two of them are here from America, whatever church they are attached to, they are attached here now for a while, for a reason and a purpose, they should understand that also. Amen? So God will fulfill. Whatever God does, He fulfills in His love. Through His love, He fulfills what He promises us. But worry, sometimes we worry about the things of the natural. Why do we worry? Because I worry about my children, the way I see them going through, and I see them, the mistakes I've done in my life, I see them going through certain things in life, and they say, this is where the catch is, this is where the pitfall is, they are not seeing it. Hello? Do you see that? You worry for a righteousness. Last week we talked about things of, righteous worry, and righteous anger, and unrighteous anger. There are things that you worry in your life because we know we have experienced certain things. Because you're older now, you see that the younger ones do something wrong. So we are supposed to tell them. So we worry about it. Is that wrong? We get anxious because we can advise. We can advise once, twice, three times. After that we say, if it is your will, that you, God's will, that you have to learn it, go ahead through the hard way. No choice. Is that right? No, we can tell them. We can tell them. But our children, we worry. Any parents will worry. If you don't worry, there's something wrong somewhere. Right? If parents don't worry, there's something wrong somewhere. It's because of some worriness in our parents that we are like this today. They worried and altered us a little bit. We were stubborn somewhere or another. But we tell the children nowadays not to do things that is not right because what we went through, we don't want them to go through. Amen? The worry is because of righteousness. So that doesn't mean that the children come and use that. Pastor today preach, don't worry. Why you worry? Why you scold me? Why you tell me? You don't use the children. Hello, any children here? Young ones? Please don't use it as an excuse, as this thing. Pastor get endorsed today, can worry now. Don't worry now, pastor said. So I'm just rectifying the start of the thing. Worry for the parents is true. Because God worried about us. Because God knew something is going to happen. Because God knows what is going to happen to the children of God. That this Satan has come down. He's going to do all kind of tactics. That is why He says, once and for all, I will send on my son. After this, there's no more. Anyone who calls, Jesus! He says, call my name. Jesus! And they shall be saved. Is that the word? Is that a word? Amen? Amen to the word? So the word of God says that those who call, because he worried about us, so that every time there is a pitfall and Satan is taking chances of all the times, if you see the Old Testament until the New Testament, it's God's goodness that God says, now every generations of mine are going away because Satan is trying to attempt them and go. So once and for all, if a man sins, even if he falls down in the pit, he calls Jesus, Jesus will raise him up from the pit to the up, to the right land. Amen? Do you understand about worry now? Did God worry? God worried too. Because every generation, can you see every generation? Unfortunately, the difference between us and him is that 1,000 years is one day for him. In one day, he sees so many of them going down. For us, 1,000 years, so many of us going down. All right? The difference between God and us is 1,000 years, and we have got years. We don't even reach 1,000 years. We don't even reach 100 years. We reached, last week I preached in Sramban, he said average age is about 70 to 80, 75. 80 is the average age, index mark for Malaysia's latest one. So we don't reach there. There are 10 other people or 12 other people who reached to 12,000. Then so many people are going away from God. So because of the once and for all, God worried and says, I will give a name. The name is Jesus, Yeshua al-Mashiach. When you call upon his name, you shall be saved. When Satan attacks you, you shall be saved. So God worried, and now he doesn't worry anymore. Because the choice is given to all of us. Is that right? The name of Jesus Christ is available to everybody. Every tribe, every tongue, every race, every color. Whether you're limping or not limping, well, you got one eye, don't eye, everyone. Right? Everyone has a right to call upon his name. Amen. Even the mute who can't speak can call upon his name by their thoughts. Can you just mean somebody cannot speak? How does he call upon the name? By their thoughts. Jesus. In their mind. Jesus. Jesus understands every mind. Amen. So God worried once and for all. He abolished his worrying. So we don't have worry anymore. Because we just have to have God one. But in the world, the parents are still worried because in the pitfall we have gone through, we just want the children to be all right. Okay? The teacher who has been teaching all the time, he worried about the children. This guy is a bit smart. That guy is a bit slow. That guy has been unhealthy. So they are worried about the children who are not doing very well. Amen? So if the teacher takes extra concern about the person, they say it's punishment. So today we will see that we don't get anxious about the things that we have in our life. What's God's perspective of worriness? Why do we people worry? Old Testament Bible, biblical references to worry is, I'll give you some. I don't want to give you all of it, okay? Somebody came into the house, to the church, to my office and said, Pastor, you talk too fast. You gave Darcy all those things I can't even take now. So once and for all, I said, don't worry. I'm glad she didn't bring a pistol to shoot me down. Okay? So I will try to talk slow, but I won't talk too loud, too long, okay? All right. Old Testament, Psalm 37, verse 1 to 7. Fret not yourself, trust in the Lord, trust in him. That's the main gist of that 1 to 7. To trust the Lord, do not worry, don't fear, but trust in the Lord, trust in him. There are three verses which is mentioned there. Psalm 38, verse 18. I am full of anxiety because of my sin. Okay? God is now taken away. If you are a sinful person, don't worry any longer. There's only one answer, it's Jesus Christ. And you'll have to turn away from him, change the method, change the thinking style. You have got answer for that already. Psalm 94, verse 19, my anxious thoughts multiply within me daily. Right? He talks about daily. He talks about his multiplication of his thoughts, anxious thoughts. You are worried about me. Thoughts are worried about yours. You worry about yourself. Proverbs 12, 25. Anxiety in the heart of man weighs it down. Anxiety in the heart of man weighs it down. It brings you down. It doesn't bring you up. It doesn't lift you up. It brings you down. So we must see that anxiety does not bring us down. We should go out of anxiety. New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 34, which I'll speak about it afterwards. Do not be anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Man of little faith, do not be anxious, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Jesus the Son of God, the one who comes from the Father, now rectifies and says, why do you worry? Why are you so anxious? The Father who knows who sent me, I'm from the Father, and who you are created by the Father, He knows every needs of yours. Don't you know, if I want to extend this verse, He says, don't you know God created you last? After you, there is no other creation. So God gave you light. God gave you water. God gave you the air. God gave you the plants. God gave you the birds in the air. God gave you the sea. God gave you the animals under the sea. God gave you all the animals on the land. And then last only He created man. I should say man was second last. Woman was the last. Woman. Alright? So He said, whoa, man. So this, He was creating man. That's right. Gender-wise, man last. So He created everything so that all this substance can support man. Do you understand? So what Jesus Christ said in that verse of chapter 6 is very simple. He said, don't you know that Father who created, He knows your needs. That's why He created for you earlier. Alright? So Jesus Christ now emphasizes what is New Testament, Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Do not be anxious about how or what you will speak. It is not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. When I came here this morning, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, so Lord, give me a verse today morning for your communion today morning. I didn't prepare myself last night, Lord, because last night I went home, I was tired, I had a feast last night, I had too much of food, and the fish and everything was floating inside, and I went home, I switched on the light, I slept, the light was still on when this morning and I got up. So, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord, I forgot to pray last night. That's the truth and the honest truth. Alright? Suddenly I see very cold. The fan is on me. Oh, I'm cold now. There's no blanket. Why suddenly? The food overwhelmed me and I went into a deep sleep. So Lord, please help me. So Lord gave me something this morning. And He says, do not fret. Do not just go and stand there. I will give you the verse. So when I stood this morning, the Spirit of God took control of me and He was able to speak to you and speak to me too. Amen. Don't think the pastor all the time speak to you one way, no. He's also speaking to the pastor. Because he's also a human being. You realize that? He's still a human being, okay? He's still a human being. So, He's speaking to all of us. So today, He's speaking to us as He says, Jesus saying, won't you fret? Why do you worry about things? What are you going to speak? Everything comes from God. Don't worry, He says. Alright? Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The seed among thorns are the ones who have heard the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches enter in and choke the world, and it becomes unfruitful. Why He talks about the seed among the world, the bed among things, the thorns comes right, the briars rise up. Those are the worries. The worries will come and choke us. You know, when Jesus talked about the thorns and briars, He's also talking about the worries. We worry so much, and the worries chokes us. Stops us from going further into the kingdom of God. Because worry somehow or other holds us down. It does weigh us down. Proverbs said just now, it weighs us down so that we cannot move forward. Because of worry, today you sit down here and he says, no, I'm worried. I go out today, I will meet an accident. So I don't want to go out. I don't want to drive the car. Because somebody said, today the plane is crashed, this one is crashed. Somebody had an accident today. If I drive out, I've got a problem today. I will meet an accident. See, because you worry things that did not happen to you, but you start thinking about things that happen to others and you don't want to go out of the house, you have not earned that money the day. Hello? And after that, you'll say, "Aiyah, late ready lah. So, okay, must go and look for a doctor at night. Medical leave. When you're sitting down at home with worries, lies after that. Medical leave. Doctor, you know what? I was sick today. No, I couldn't come now. What sick you are? Don't have temperature, nothing lah. Yeah. Today, you had a stomach problem. Oh, did you, how many times you go to the toilet? He didn't go to the toilet the whole day. And he'll tell you he's gone to the toilet 10 times, 20 times. And then after that, he'll tell you, okay, can you give me a medical chip? I didn't go to work today. These are all lies. Why? Worries. Fear. Alright? So we tend to do things which is not right because of all the things that we do are things of worries. Weight us down. It weighs us down. Amen? Alright. I'll give you some of the verses and the rest all we'll see. Luke chapter... We'll go to Luke. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. Do not let your hearts be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life. Don't be worried about life, he says. Jesus himself is talking, not somebody else. There are so many verses I can give you about the worries about Jesus Christ. Jesus knows people are worried. Even as he was preaching, people were listening to him. Their mind was worried about the things at home. That's why there were many ladies outside, because they don't have to worry about the house. They are freed from the house. They are now freedom outside there. The men are worried, hey, tomorrow I have to go and, you know, find money for paying the house rental. My installment tomorrow, the bank will come up to me. So God knew that every time. So this, because of my wife, I'm standing and listening to Jesus Christ now. And because of her, I'm standing here. So many of them were there. Many of them, 75% of them were women. And the man did not come because they were worried about the things of the world. Hello? Because he comes in, look, I give you money at the end of the month. So the lady take the money and go and listen to Jesus Christ. Wise decision. Amen? Very wise decision. Men tend to toil. They are worried because he doesn't know what's going to happen next day. So that is why some or other God has given us that life and says, no, don't worry. He gives you a word and he comes and tells everybody, do not be anxious, do not be worried. I'll let you take one more. I'll give you one more and then after we'll go on to the next one. 1 Corinthians 7:21. Were you called while a slave? Do not worry about it. You are sons of God. Do not worry. You have the kingdom mind now. No longer are you slaves any longer. Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says what? No longer we are slaves any longer, because whatever we have been slave to, we are out of it because we are sons of God. Sons of God has got authority of everything. Sons of children of kings has got authority of so many things. If even worries can say, worry, go away. Very simple. I will tell you what. Sometimes I get worried. I even get worried about my son. Today he's sitting this way. I did not say so much. Worry like that, okay? I have to worry. Ayo, studies going on. Oh, are they doing right or not? All right. I have to worry because if they don't do it right in time, I've got to face it because they will be a problem to the society. Do you follow what I'm saying? If every parents are not worrying, then something wrong. They're creating a monster for the society, a problem for the society. All right? So whose name is tarnished? First of all, his name or her name. And then after that, a father's name. Then after that, who's your that area where we are from? Or which religion do you belong to? Oh, Christian. Jesus Christ's name being tarnished. Do you follow what I'm saying? So we are creating somebody for the society, not because that we are creating them for, we are leading them to the society so that they'll be a good seed. They shall be the one who's the salt and the light. That's the purpose. That's why we as parents, we worry, because we don't know what's going to happen. I pray every one of us, God will show us what is going to happen to the children all the time. Some or other, sometimes God blinds me away from, doesn't show me the visions of my sons. Because he knows I'll worry too much. So we have to not worry about the things, right, of the future. Do not worry. God's, we are sons of God today. In Corinthians, he talks about it today. Amen? Now, what is the meaning of worry? We talked about worriness so much. I've given you some scriptures. I'll give you some other times. During the school of the fire ministry, I'll give a lot of ministry because I have more time to speak about things longer. The English word for worry is from the old English called W-Y-R-G-A-N. Wagon. It sounds as wagon. The old High German language, it's Wugen. W-U-R-G-E-N, Wugen. Both the meaning in this language is called strangle to choke. To strangle to choke. Alright? I want to bring you to the next meaning. The word which is more into the Greek word is merizo. It's actually the word derived from merimnao, M-E-R-I-M-N-A-O, merimnao, which is used in the New Testament, no? New Testament. It is divided into two words. What is merizo, to divide, right? Merizo means divide. Naos, the last part of the word is naos in Greek. It's called mind. It's called divided mind. You put this together, it becomes divided mind. A worried person is a divided mind person. Hello? The Greek meaning is to be divided. Your mind is divided, so you're not very sure. A divided mind is what is used in 1 Corinthians 7:34. 1 Corinthians 7:34. Okay? The last word is called, his interests are divided. Amen. The modern way of speaking today in our language is called, we are concerned. No, right way of putting, we are concerned, not anxiety. Nice language. Concern, out of concern. Out of worry I come to you, it's very difficult. Out of concern I talk to you. Right? Out of anxiety I talk to you, my children will run away. I say, out of concern I run to you. You go to Brother Kwan and say, Brother Kwan, you know, he's so worried about something. I'm worried about him, so I go out and say, out of concern I come to you. Actually, I'm worried about him. Right? I'm anxious about him, what's happening in his life. So I say, I'm concerned, that's all. It's a nicer word which is lesser in strength. But the actual word is called anxiety. I'm anxious about you. I'm anxious about what's happening. You know, you mean, when you say anxious, I'm so anxious about it. What's happening to you? What's happening to you? You know, there's a weightage in it. Why are these worries today in life? The worry, anxiety means it's with intense. There's intense in your worry. Anxiety means there's a lot of intense in your worry. There is a lot of weight. When you have intensity in something that you do, your not only your one part of your body works, the entire part of your whole body start working. That's intense. Anxiety means, that is why be anxious for nothing. Where do you get it from? Hello? Where is that in the Bible? Proverbs. Amen. So at least one person knows that. You'll see that be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. Why? Don't be so intense in your worry. So your worry is that, you know, you come down. When people who worry, you see, they will be have a face which is really like down. Right? As you walk inside, say, what are you worried about, brother? Brother Kwan, what are you worried about? Tomorrow no money? Oh, stock market is going up and down like a yo-yo? They're worried about it, okay? So we know from there. So why is that facial expression? It's because every part of the muscle, every part of the organ in the body will respond to that worry, anxiety. So that's how intense is your worry. Anxiety means it's so intense. It shows up in your face. It shows up in the things. There are many of us who worry about a lot of things. Some of it can be, for us, for me, it could be very light. Right? Let's say, for example, something is so light for us and I worry a little bit. But my worry could be, say, I could not do something for a day. I've got something up there. Okay, I've got to meet a deadline for my son's things, okay, assignment or whatever it is. He asked me for help, I did not do. So I'm worried, I've not done that, my part as a father. So now look, turn around that. For you, who are okay with it every day, it's not a worry. But yours is probably a worry that, you know, you didn't go buy something for your wife because she told you to buy. For me, that's not a worry. Do you understand? So sometimes men tend to judge people because how they frown, and how they behave because they don't see the intensity of their worry. Hello? Are you following with me? Are you with me? I see Brother Kwan. I am frowning because of some problems in me. And for him, it's nothing. Example I'll give you. I might have a problem of finance. For him, finance is not a problem. Right? But I see him, he's got a problem in the stock market. His work. His work has got a problem. He doesn't know how to manage it. Right? But I frown like that. He sees me straight away. Brother, Pastor, what are you worried about? Finance. Ayya, this one is what you're going to worry. And you show all kind of expression in your face. Right? What's your problem? Why are you frowning? You know, you turn around and ask him, ayo, the stock market is like a yo-yo la. I tried this, I tried, and then I got scolding here, scolding there, everybody. I don't know what to do. Hey, that's not a problem for me la. Because I don't play stock market. Hello? Do you follow what I'm saying? Why do quarrels come? Why do people have problems? It's because you don't see the intensity of the other person's problem in our lives. And our life, we see this one is not a problem. So when we come together, every problem for each man has got its weightage. One can't take this, but you can take it. You've got to wait. You're strong in this. Hello? Do you follow what I'm saying? So why should we worry, not worry? That is why God is telling you, when you start worrying, the entire body becomes worked up, and you will start working and you'll age fast. Hello? We want to age fast? Very simple. Every day, get all the problems in the world and keep it to yourself. You might be 20 years old and you'll be like looking like the physically 60-year-old person. Right? 40 years. Because you've got everybody's problem in there. That is why you see pastors somehow or other, they get aged faster. All white hair. But the glory of God shines a little bit, so it comes younger. I don't know. If it's not for the glory of God, which shines here, I think I'll be frowning like that. Because I've got all the worries of everybody here. As a father, you have to worry about everybody. I talked about my natural son. What about my spiritual children? Do you follow what I'm saying? So I worry, why are they not doing this? Why is this not going? Why, how are their life going to be like? How are they going to handle this? I worry about things. The Lord has given that glory of His that makes a little bit better, shines a little bit. So you don't see it. Amen? So that doesn't mean instead of the pastor is not worried about you all. Lord, not care for you. I'm concerned about every one of us. Okay, amen? Praise God. So the worry is something that we have a worry attitude. Developing a worry Christian attitude is not to develop a worrying attitude. A Christian attitude is to go away from the worrying attitude. Because we are overcomers. Overcomers. Because for every answer to a problem, to every problem we have an answer to that. And that comes from only Jesus Christ. And He empowers us to overcome it. There are scripturals that I can read now, and I go on and go on reading on to scriptures. I can show you at least about, I've got here about 23 of them. To empower us and say, God, do not worry. God says, do not worry because I know what's your problem. It's because of worry that we are divided in our mind, say that we trust God, we also don't trust God. Hello? The word which it says just now, I told you, the Greek word is divided mind. Mind which is divided. Why? Because one side you say, you confess, you trust God, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ died for me. And the other side I said, no, I still have my problem. Hello? That is why they use the word, the Greek word is a divided mind. If you believe in God, if you believe in the God who actually saved you and me, and so gave you the empowerment, you also must believe that He can do all things in His righteousness. Amen? Claim the word. When you say amen, you claim the word. Okay, say it loud. Don't worry about it. No. The more you claim the word, you become active. Your spirit man becomes active. Can I hear a bigger amen for that? Amen. So God who know you believe in Christ Jesus who died for us, who came down on the purpose of He dying for us, is to liberate us. Is to liberate us as what He said in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 18, which is also found in Isaiah. It is a mission statement. He says His purpose is to come down and to liberate us from all prisons that we are captive of. So we must believe that He is going to liberate me from the spirit of worry. Surely He will do it. Amen. So God in His prophecies and everything that He has done in the book, in the Gospels, you'll find every prophecy that was mentioned was acted out, was given out, was actually being done by physical form. So what God has done, sent the only Son, Jesus Christ, is to liberate us today from everything that we've been discussing for the past few weeks or a few months. To liberate us from fear, for liberate us from the spirit of even anger, from liberate us from the spirit of habitual things that we've been, whether you are nicotine or you are into alcohol or you're into sexual problems. All this God is going to liberate because God is a God who says something and He performs something. We are not divided mind. We are one mind with Him and one spirit with Him. Surely He will perform and the things will surely come to pass in our life. Amen. 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 So God's purpose is not for us to listen only, but also to receive it and to activate it in our spirit man. And it will be activated in our whole body. Entire mind, body, spirit and soul will start working and you will see the fruits of God in our life. Amen? Amen? So it's going to be something not spoken only, but reality will happen. As Jesus Christ was prophesied in what He is going to do, His mission statement was prophesied in Isaiah 60. It is also done here now, purposely done and surely done by God
in the times 2,000 years ago. Amen.
If God has promised that and it's come to pass, surely God will maintain what He said to us. The reason why we Christians are having a problem is because we have this fear and the problems of all those things we have discussed all the while. See, we believe the word of God, then we should believe that He will do it in His time, and surely He will come to pass. Amen. So the action is, we must activate ourselves towards it. We must be in line with it. When you come to the church camp, I will tell you about alignment and things of seasons, of times, and I will tell you about the things that God has spoken to me in the last 1 week to show what has. I didn't have a theme for it also. Because God is speaking to us individually at the time. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to my children. He's speaking to every one of us. What He has got purpose for us in our life. And the time has come. The season has come. If you don't fall into line with what God has given to us, God will not be able to do it for you. Because you don't fall into alignment with Him. Fall into the one mind of His. We are divided mind. What we say to somebody, we don't confess it into our spirit man. That is why there is no success in whatever you want to overcome. Because He said, all those who overcome will receive this in Revelation chapter 6, chapter 3, sorry. So what He said all the while in all the Gospels and all the Old Testament is about overcoming. Hello? Overcoming. So Christ Jesus, who died on the cross, He was defeated on the cross, but He overcame it from the tomb. Hello? If He would have walked out right in front of us, every one of them, and come down from the cross and walked out alive, that would not be purposed. Because He has to go and die and go through the time where the 3 nights, the 2 nights, where He went into the sleep. At the time, He has to go and get the keys from Hades. That's what the word of God says. He gets the keys from Hades so that every man who believes in Him, he will not go to hell because He holds the key. And Satan cannot pull you away from that. Every temptations we have, everything that we have gone through in our life, every fear we have, every kind of anger we have, every kind of pornographic desire we have, sexual desire we have, whatever inclination our body takes to, He has overcome it by rising from the dead. Amen. So if He has overcome it, our sickness, I was sitting down there because of back pain. Now the back pain is gone because I believe God is going to do something today. Amen? So if believe that there's something going to happen, and I don't want to take the medication because I don't think, don't take medication, sir. Doctors say, oh, shoot me down. Doctors are created by God. Doctors are brought by God. Luke himself was a doctor. The man who wrote the gospel of Luke is a doctor. So I'm not underestimating them. God has given herbs for healing in Genesis. Hello? So we have to be in the right alignment, I say. We have to be in the right alignment. If I say something that I will have to do this in this church, I have to do it. So it will take time. Sometimes I pray about it. Things doesn't work together. So God says, delay it for a while because the people are not falling in alignment. If the church is not progressing, it's because people are not falling in alignment with me. They don't have the faith. They speak something and they say something else, do something else. Because what they say is different from what they speak. Hello? Amen? Spirit of God of love is here. Amen. So He is speaking to us today that worrying is you can worry about it until all of your life, but you will only die quickly. Your life will be taken away quickly because it's not because God wants it to be taken away quickly. It's because we desire it to be and we allow it to be happening because worries overcame us. Instead of we overcoming worries. Hello? If anger is controlling me, I must overcome anger and know what is that I have to be angry. So I have to go and look at the mirror and see, how do I get angry? When I'm really angry, I must see my face. How does it look? No, my sons know my face when I'm angry. So I must go and look myself and see, how do I look when I'm angry? So carry a mirror everywhere. If you don't have one, borrow from the ladies. They always have a mirror. Quickly take out. Actually, right? We must understand how do we look at ourselves. It's easier for us to say somebody else, but we have to look at ourselves first. Whether we display the things that we preach. Amen? It's easy for me to find fault. Hey, Kwan, why are you worried? You are... I can shoot him down. And because you're not worrying, you're not looking at me nicely, no. At all. Right? Because he's not worrying, he's worried, he's not smiling at me. How come I'm smiling at you, you're not smiling at me, huh? How come I give you something you don't accept from me, huh? Why? Because I'm looking at my perspective, but he's not looking at my perspective. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise God. So God's purpose today is for us to come out of all this. Worries. What else worries can talk about? Worries is number one. Stop worrying. How do we stop worrying? Pastor, it's easy for you to take love. Stop worrying. That's all you can say. How, Pastor, I'm worried. Stop worrying. Very simple for you, Pastor. Few words only. Pop, 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 pop. Your lips move like you're okay, ready. I'm the one who's worrying. You're not worrying. I'm the one who's carrying the burden. You're not carrying. So what do you know? Pastor, you sit down there, behind there. You can preach only. You can sit down up there in an air-conditioned room. You don't know what I'm going through. I was out there, hot sun, you know. My car broke down, you know. I'm sweating, you know that. You smell my perfume already gone today. Why? Because you don't understand. It's easy for us to say, stop worrying. When we tell somebody, stop worrying, it's easy. But when you are worried, you will know how worry is. Right? I told you all, I looked at my son, had an accident sometimes back, and I was supposed to preach in another church. I was preaching, and it's only by the Spirit of God that I was able to preach well. At the end of the day, I said, Lord, I don't know what's happening. Help me out here. I'm worried about my son. You don't worry? Something's wrong. But the intent of a worry is not the same intent of worry of the others. How do we stop worrying? How do we stop worrying? Our worries will result in the fruits of what Satan wants to achieve. Satan knows that if this allow this man to worry, allow this man to worry about the church, about the things around him, surely he'll age fast and he'll surely go in, die quickly fast. So one gone. The next one come, I'll create the same problem. Worry, 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 he'll also go away. That's the purpose of Satan. But we must defile the purpose of Satan. We must deny the purpose of Satan. The only way we can deny is by the word of God. Hello? How can you overcome things? You can only overcome things in your life by the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We can only overcome things only by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God. If we don't have these two, then we can't go on fighting. The blood of the Lamb is so powerful, even demons will flee. So surely the worry will flee. Amen. The only way I told you last week is anger. One of the things that when you're angry, don't speak anymore. Don't speak anymore. Because anything else you speak will be falling to sin. Be quiet. Cannot be quiet? Take a big cellophane tape, keep every time, put it in a pocket. Pop, kick to you. After that, what do you do? Jesus, 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 Jesus. If you go to the psychiatrist, you pay him 250 ringgit for about 15 minutes, he'll tell you, count down. 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, 50, 15, 49, 48, 47. You don't have to pay that much of money to the church. It's free of charge. The Bible is free. All you have to just say, he says, call my name. Jesus, 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 until you overcome it. The word of the name of God. Amen. Amen. Does that sound better? Better than going out and giving $250 and then coming back and saying 500 now, counting, and then you go to the toilet, also you count every day. Because you cannot go to the toilet, you're counting down. You're angry, you cannot go to the toilet. You sit in the toilet and count down. You call upon the name of Jesus Christ, surely you'll go to the toilet. No more constipation. Amen. His name is powerful. Everything inside us will come, will bow down before him. Every creation shall bow down before him. So if his creation is something is went wrong somewhere, it will come to alignment with him. Amen. Do we believe that? We believe that. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful. So the word of God is important. The word of God will become the one which is the same thing in worries. What you do, if your mind is overcoming yourself, lay your hands, because the word of God says, lay hands on people and be healed. Is that right? Is that what the word of God says? Or it says, stand far away and pray. Say, lay your hands. If you can, this hand can lay hands on somebody else, can heal. I'm surely sure God gave this hand for everything. I can also lay our hands on my head and say, Jesus, this thing which is worrying me in my mind, I command it to go away in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon this mind of mine. And I claim today that everything that I'm thinking, that I have everything that I'm worrying about, I'm laying down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the word says, everything shall bow down before Jesus Christ. So shall this worry be bowing down before Jesus Christ. I shall be free from this worry. And Lord, you take control from now on. You deal with this problem, and I can't deal with it. In your most precious name, I pray. Amen. If that's the same prayer you pray for somebody else, isn't it? Somebody come here, I'll pray the same prayer. If the prayer can work for somebody else, surely can work for me. Hello? Is there a double standard? One for them, one for me? Right? No, isn't it? Same prayer, same hand. You don't chop off this hand, go and take Brother Andrew's hand, put it up here and say, no. It's the same hand. Let's believe. Believe that Jesus Christ has given every alternative in our lives. Believe. You have to let go of the things you have to let go. You want to invite somebody into your house. I preached about it last time. You know, evacuating your things in the house. Throwing away the things in the house before you welcome the new year. You want to welcome Jesus Christ, you must throw away the things inside of us. Things that blocks us, occupy space in our mind. Throw it away. It's difficult to throw it away, but takes time. Takes time. How can you throw it away, the things worry? By love. Love. Lord, you love me. You died for me. Surely you died for my sons. And I pray today, this worry, out of love, I give it to you. Amen. 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 Praise God. So Juan will come and tell me now, I was in a yo-yo. I controlled the yo-yo. I said it was not the market which is yo-yo. It's my mind which followed the yo-yo. Is that right? It's not a market in yo-yo. The market can be yo-yo, that's what the world says. But your mind has got to be fixed first. So say, the market cannot control me, I must control the market. Is that right? Are we created to be controlled by something, or are we created to be controlling something else? We are created to control. Genesis, go back and see what's the purpose God created. Whatever I've created here is under your control. I give it to you. They shall serve you. And you shall use them. Some of it you can cut and eat. When you see the snake, don't cut. Because you need wisdom. Alright? So God has got a purpose. God wants to overcome everything in our life. Worrying. Worrying does not stop us from going on with our life. Today, the statistics says, people who are worried. Other people worry about people. Worries people have never before happened. People worry about the things that never has happened in your life. It's 40% of the people. The 40% of the congregation in the world, they worry about things which has not happened. Right? We said Jesus Christ is going to come. I'm not worried, love, because Jesus, pastor said, well, don't worry about things not happened yet. You know, sometimes words, some people use it back on you, you know. So must be a good lawyer now. Ask for the wisdom of Jesus Christ to be upon us. The Saul, when he had the wisdom of a lawyer, will have come unto us. And they ask you, what happened to this man? No, pastor, the day pastor said what? I don't worry, love. Jesus Christ is going to come. He only said what? Don't worry about it. Things did not happen, what? It's going to happen, isn't it? But surely what he says will come to pass. So let's get right. So first of all, get the worry away from us. Get away the fear out of us. So that we'll be in alignment with Christ Jesus' word. Amen? 40% of the people in the world are now worried about the things that's not happened yet. 30% of the worries that things people were are about of past things. 30% of the people are worried about the things that's gone already. Case closed, but still worrying. The policeman said, case closed, fine, sampa already now. It's gone into the garbage because closed case. But you carry the garbage up here. 30% of the people have got to carry garbages up here because it's already solved and thrown out. How many of us repeat the faults of others every now and then? Jesus is forgiven. Why do you carry it?
Ayo, James, he was a very terrible last time.
Businessman, he was, ayo, now he talks so much. That time, ayo, he cheat la. James, ayo, this man, he never fulfilled the business he did last time. But I know, you're carrying it all the while. I know my Lord has forgiven me. Hello? So why do we carry garbage which Jesus Christ has thrown it out into the toilet and flushed it down? Hello? 30% of the people in the world carry problems which has been in the past. Do not want to look forward. Because the past will hold you from going into the forward, into the kingdom's promise. Everything that is promised in the world will never come to you because you are still holding on to the past. If the past is going to kill you, you want to dwell in the past. You will always dwell in the past. You will never go forward. Promises can come to you. Words can come to you. But it will never be fulfilled because you are still living in the past. Amen. Past is gone because Jesus Christ is more powerful than the past. He's powerful. His word is like a double-edged sword. Goes in, brings forth its fruits. So surely the past is gone. Why are worried about the past? Amen. I didn't know the time now. And surely God is telling us today, don't worry about the past. 12% of the people are worried about health. I had a pain. I said, Lord, you're going to handle with it. Otherwise, I'm not going to stand there. He's handled it this far. I know you surely handle it all the time in my life. If it's going to be, this is going to be the one which is going to be a problem, then, ayo, today I don't want to preach la. I will go and take one medical chip downstairs la, somewhere in front there and show to the church. No, I'm medically not well la. Today I cannot preach la. I go and sleep la. The purpose God has given, the Spirit of God is upon me now, shall not happen if I would just take a leap and go off. Amen. So we worry about the health, then we don't worry. Things will run. People, why didn't you come? Pastor, I was sick la, Pastor. Hello? We worry about health. Why they worry is not about what's going to happen, but whether it's going to worsen in your life. What worsens is because too much of worry worsens the health situation. Worry seizes every functioning of our body. Worry seizes every organs in our body. When it starts seizing, it doesn't function well. That is why the antidote for that is what? Laughter is the medicine for your life. If I were to be in the world, I'll ask you to stand up now and laugh something. And little while later, you see what happens to your whole body. Have you tried that? Have you gone for a seminar like that? They've asked you to stand up for a while. I want to just do. Somebody do something funny, and you start laughing. And do again funny, and you're still laughing. Because you see one laughing, you laugh. Until little while later, you stop laughing and see what happens to you. You don't need morphine. Immediately some surgeon here, you've got a problem, he can just cut and you don't feel it. That's more powerful than morphine. Do you know that? Because when you laugh, the oxygen goes into your mind. How God is so scientist, no? He's given sadness, you die. Thrown and die. Laughter, happy, you live longer. I sure. See how God is. He said, he wants to see my children happy. That is why I sent my only son for you. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy. You go down to him. Oh, your God is worried, Lord. Be happy. I've already solved it. What is your problem? Oh, I'm worried. My health. I'm worried. Something's going to happen. When we start deciding, you know, sometimes you understand. I do not know whether you realize it or not. Some of you go and visit somebody with sick cancer. You are fearful of cancer. It will not come to your body. Oh, cancer don't come. Every day go and check up. Take the blood. Check. Fear. Oh, cancer don't come to me. I see that person.
And then you go and visit somebody cancer. Oh, ayo, don't come. Few days later, you find out, ayo, I've got a lamia la, pastor. Please pray la. Ayo, pastor. A little bit of one something coming out la. I think it's cancer la, pastor.
Doctor doesn't even diagnose and say anything. A swelling because you knocked your leg on the bed before you went to bed. Or you got down from the bed so sleepy that you knocked onto it, it's swelling. And now you say, hey, it's cancer. Just because yesterday I went and saw somebody cancer. Hello.
Where is our faith?
Doctor didn't even cut or don't even touch also. You already become a doctor, you learned 7 years in medical college. Well, sisters, let's not worry about it. 10% of the people in the world worry about petty things. One of it is ladies' beauty. Whether beautiful or not beautiful, my husband will still love me, la. Do you have a faith or not? Do you have a faith? Surely it'll be good.
Ayo, I'm worried today, ah. Little bit of freckle here, la. I've got to go and do my, you know what is, what you call it? The facial, la. I've got to do this. Worry for nothing. For petty things.
The bottle is left on the table for a while.
Aya, why is that bottle here? Should not be here. Should be here.
Perfectionist.
Worry for petty things.
Amen. 8% of the people worry about anything substantial and not legitimate. It's really don't have any legitimacy in their worry. And 4% of the 8% of people who are worrying for common things, which all of us worry about, whether we get up next day morning alive or not. That also they worry. Brothers and sisters, Jesus come and said, I've given you life, life eternal. Life eternal. And I would say today, God, take action on your worries. Take action on your worries. In order for you to come up out of worries, offer prayers to God. Give everything up to God. And it will give it to you, everything else. You can go back and check Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. I want to finish faster because I've got something else to do after this, okay? Place your trust in God. I told you in the beginning itself, if you believe in God, if you believe in the word of God, if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you shall not have the mind which is divided. Be united with God. Be united, one mind with God. Everything that he does and say was purposed and purpose for my success and he's concerned about me, he surely will perform what he has said and surely will come to pass. Amen?
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 Amen.
Praise God. Let's rise. Father, we just want to thank you, Father, this morning. For your spirit is moving mightily here this morning. And I pray, Father, even this time, Lord, do your will, Lord. Do your will upon our lives. Do your will, Father God, according to the purpose that you have purposed in our life. Do your will, Father God, the things that you have promised, Lord, will come to pass. We have faith in you, we trust you, and everything, the Lord. And I pray, Father God, sometimes we have to, Lord, keep quiet in problems. We have to keep quiet in problems, Lord. Help us to be quiet in anger, in worries. Help us to search you during these times of all the things that we've discussed. This few weeks, this few months, that we can do a prison break, that we can become overcomer of the prisons that's holding on to us, that the prison walls will be broken, and Lord, we will come out without any more walls around us. Nothing can imprison us, for your word says, Lord, not worries, not anger, not a lot of habits of Father God, no alcohol, no nicotine, oh Father, even Lord, fear will not, Lord, they overcome us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you overcame everything for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What we are whom we say we are in you. What we are, Lord, we are whom we say we are in you. Lord, we are your sons and daughters today. We are liberated. Liberated from all these problems. Lord, we believe today and we confess we are liberated from all these problems. And you'll overcome for us. Let the fire of yours today, the spirit of yours, burn everything inside us. Burn everything that holds on to us, Father God. Lord, we have tried so many times to walk, to try, but we never made it. Lord, we believe and trust you today for every word that you've spoken in our life and all these problems that you said you will liberate us from the prisons that we are held by. And today, the prison walls have no more hold on us. The prison walls have no more hold in worries. The prison walls of worries cannot hold us any longer. The prison walls of fear will not hold us any longer. The prison walls of sexual immorality will not hold any longer in our lives. The prison walls of pornography will not hold us any longer. The walls are broken today. The prisons of vulgar thoughts, thoughts which are not righteous before you, is broken today, for you have overcome for us. Every spirit of the Lord, Father God today, every spirit of fear is gone today. They don't hold us any longer. The prison walls have been crushed by your blood. Every prison wall of failure is nullified today and broken today. We are made to be successful. Your word says we are the head, not the tail. We can never be the tail, for you have chosen to be the head. And you've called us to be a head. We'll walk in that leadership, Lord, that we are number one. And never the end. Because you have given us eternal life. We are redeemed by you, Lord. By your most precious blood. By your death on Calvary, you nailed everything that has been in my life. It's already up there. It's dead on the cross. I live new because you have risen from the dead. For your word is true. That you said it will rise on the third day. You rose on the third day. It is true, Lord. When you said you liberate us from all prisons, all captivity that we are held in, you have already liberated us, Lord. We receive it today in the most precious name of Jesus Christ. We will be the light and the salt for you, Lord. Our light will never become dim. Our salt shall not be, Lord, tasteless. It will be tasty, Lord. We'll be bright and shining. For your glory is upon us. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.